Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Harlan County Farm Bureau was recently recognized at the Kentucky Farm Bureau Annual Meeting for its education effort with county school students, creating awareness of the many values of timber resources.
Woodlands are a dominant part of Kentucky landscape, and these forests are mostly privately owned by more than 423,000 woodland owners in the Commonwealth. So we feel like it's very important to have an education in forestry management.
County Farm Bureau President Don Mindard says they teamed up with Ag in the Classroom, Soil Conservation, going into sixth grade classrooms with PowerPoint presentations, also providing a forestry field day.
And we took them on a two-mile hike, and of course we had a forest instructor there that instructed the kids on how to identify a tree by the leaves and by the bark and some other methods. And the kids had a great day, and so did the 20 grown-ups that went with us.
Mindard says 95% of Harlan County is covered by trees, a resource worth managing.
It provides clear air, clean water, does amazing things for fish and wildlife. And then, of course, one of the issues you don't want to forget is the economic value that you get out of managing a forest.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
Harlan County was recognized by Kentucky Farm Bureau for its 2014 educational campaign in introducing youngsters to the concepts and benefits of effective forest land management. Local President Don Mindard says they're planning to expand efforts this year.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. We've already met twice with Lapine Mountain Settlement School. It's kind of an environmental school, and they have a lot of forest lands with their school there. And actually, it's nationally known. It's a great place, and we're working with them to set up maybe 200 kids this year we're going to try to run through. And the purpose is to introduce the students to Pine Mountain Settlement School and to Kentucky Farm Bureau and introduce the concepts of forest management. And we've got a attendee program already set up.
Don Mindard called the project good for the kids and for the community. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.